Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Images of the devastation caused by Sunday's Israeli attack on a camp designated for displaced people in Rafah are carried in the front of a number of today's papers. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that the EU is considering sanctions against Israel for the first time following the attack in which 45 Palestinians were killed and which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has described as a tragic mistake. The Irish Independent, meanwhile, leads with a focus on the potential economic impact which Ireland's move to recognise the state of Palestine could have in the country. This follows what the paper describes as sabre-rattling from Israeli Ambassador Dana Ehrlich, when she said yesterday that the move is worrying Israeli investors in the Irish tech sector. Taoiseach Simon Harris and Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue are also both quoted refuting the ambassador's claims. Tánaiste Ní Mícheál Martin's description of the Rafah attack as barbaric generates the one-word headline in the Irish Daily Star, as well as further coverage on the front of the Irish News. Elsewhere this morning, the Irish Times leads with a warning from the Environmental Protection Agency that Ireland looks set to fail to hit our reduced emissions target of 51%, with an expected reduction of just 29% by 2030. New powers to outlaw deep fakes in election campaigns. That's the headline at the front of today's Irish Daily Mail, which relates to proposed legislation which would give the Electoral Commission powers to force social media companies to remove false information from their sites during an election. The Taoiseach's suggestion that many of the 68 hotels which aren't having their contracts to house Ukrainian refugees renewed could soon be returned to public use is covered on the front of the Irish Sun. The Irish Daily Star leads with pictures and a report by Paul Healy from yesterday's funeral of Eddie Hutch Jr., who was found dead in his home in Dublin's north inner city last week. His father, Eddie Hutch Sr., a brother of Jerry Hutch, was shot dead in Dublin in 2016, 3 days after the murder of Kinahan associate David Byrne in the Regency Hotel shooting. The Belfast Telegraph leads today with the response to Rishi Sunak's pledge that a future Conservative government would bring back mandatory national service for 18-year-olds. Labour leader Keir Starmer described it as a sort of teenage dad's army, while UUP election candidate for North Down, Tim Collins, branded it as a crazy idea and described it as wholly impractical and unworkable in Northern Ireland, given its history. And finally, a Facebook post of a picture of a bird is attracting throngs of birdwatchers from Britain and all over Ireland to a small village in County Mayo. The bird, a yellow-crowned night heron, is currently living along the riverside walk in the village of Belcarra. And the reason it's attracting so much attention is because it's thought to be the first sighting of its species in the UK or Ireland. Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland tells Today's Times that the heron may have ended up in Mayo because it got caught up in a hurricane system off the coast of Florida.
We'll have more on the night heron on the programme a little later on as well. Fiona Kelly, thank you very much.